Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of being blessed, being encouraged, and being motivated by you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can't be rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land without you, Lord. It's because of you that is the light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land that we can be blessings. And so we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for your great love in sending Jesus. Thank you for your great love, Jesus, in raising up disciples. And so thank you, Lord, for the disciples of old, that is the first fruits has been our encouragement and are our encouragement. And thank you, Lord, we realize, Father God, as this word says to us this morning, without them we nothing. Without what has gone ahead and what they've gone through, there wouldn't be this gospel, this kingdom here in such beauty. And so we appreciate those that has gone before. We appreciate those that have shared the word with us, the gospel, and we appreciate those who have walked this path that has been the pioneers, Father God. And thank you, Father God, and because of them, we get good examples to keep going, not give up, and abide in the family. Thank you, Lord. I think of the beloved disciple John that says that his fellowship is with the Father and Son, and through that he sees and hears, and then that's his testimony. So in the same way, thank you, Lord, that our fellowship through what has been made available has made everything pertaining to life and godliness, Lord, that we have got. We are part of this family, Lord, with all these wonderful examples. So thank you for starting a wonderful work and completing it in us, Lord. Thank you that just as the disciples of old, the spiritual parents of old have all run their race, thank you, Lord, that we're running our race. So thank you for the portion of the race that we're running today. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read 1 Corinthians 4 verse 8 to 13. Oh, I know, you already have all you need. Since when did you become so content and rich without us? You've already crowned yourselves as royalty, reigning on your thrones, leaving us lowly apostles far behind. How I wish indeed that you really were reigning as kings already. For that would mean we would be reigning as kings alongside of you. It seems to me that God has appointed us apostles to be at the end of the line. We are like those on display at the end of the procession, as doomed gladiators soon to be killed. We've become a theatrical spectacle to all creation, both to people and to angels. We are fools for Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are the frail and you are the powerful. You are the celebrated, we are the humiliated. If you could see us now, you'd find that we are hungry, thirsty, poorly clothed, brutally treated, and with no roof over our heads. We work hard, toiling with our own hands. When people abuse and insult us, we respond with a blessing. And when severely persecuted, we endure it with patience. When we are slandered incessantly, we always answer gently, ready to reconcile. Even now, in the world's opinion, we are nothing but filth and the lowest scum.
This is sad, but yet it's also powerful, and we need to understand this. You know, if we don't understand this, it's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Or no, shooting yourself in the foot is no, it's bigger than that. We'll be shooting ourselves between the eyes, a dead shot. Because this is the disciples, those that the Lord has left behind as the first fruits, not left behind, sorry, he's with them as the first fruits. So if we miss out on them and their message and what they stand for, we miss out on the gospel. We miss out on the kingdom. We miss out on the foundation that Jesus has laid, the Father has made available to us. Because these are the guys taking this into this dark world. And as the pioneers, we can see they suffered much, but they set the example. So when you are building outside of the boundaries, Paul and Peter and John, the disciples, the ones that the Lord called, you are putting yourself outside the calling. So we are brothers and sisters that's been grafted in just as they were, but they will always be the first fruits and the pioneers, and we need to respect them. And this is what Paul is bringing across here. Whatever is being said about them and the way they live their lives is to set the pace that we also be encouraged and keep focused. They went through heavy things, but they kept their focus. And then yet this scripture is just really just speaking hardly to wake these, you could say, children. He says, I write to you as children. So remember when he starts a lesson, you know, I don't see you as spiritual. And he's spoiled children, immature children, to wake up. And it's like a story that you hear often. You still hear the story of this couple that didn't have it all, but they worked late and they worked hard to get their child through school to matric and then into university. And now the kid's in university and they got this big name and they honored and they appreciated, and yet they ashamed of their parents that has actually poured out their lives so as to make it better for their children. So guys, don't ever throw away this godly inheritance we have. The godly inheritance of God's goodness that is in Jesus, that has given us life and life in abundance. And then these apostles that are pointing out truth, and we find it on a daily basis here in the scriptures, and we need to abide, as Paul reminded us yesterday, stay within the boundaries. Do not think beyond what is written, but know that it's a glorious, we've got a glorious kingdom, we've got a glorious gospel, we got a glorious family, and we are shining together with them, not exclusive of them, but it's all found in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit, in this family. Amen. We are family. We are one, and with the same Spirit that is now working and leading us to run our race. So be blessed to know you are blessed. The deception is when you're outside of the apostle thinking, when you're outside of gospel thinking, when you're outside of kingdom thinking, when you're in arrogance and anger and bitterness, you're in the wrong place. Wake up, come home to the light, because all light has been given to you. Every spiritual blessing has been given to you. There is no lack of provision in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and in the family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.